You're listening to a podcast from the Annie and Ando Show.
Hey, do you remember Mary-Kate Olsen?
And yes.
She had a sister, Ashley. I get excited because like
we have the same birthday.
It's the Olsen twins?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
They're much younger.
Obviously, yeah, no. They don't. They look a little worse for wear nowadays.
One of them looks a little worse than the other one, and I can tell you why. Because her husband...
She's stressed.
Well, they're breaking up.
Oh.
And he's just gone and cancelled the lease on their New York apartment without her knowing. And so all her stuff's in there, and she's about to get locked out. And she's cracked them, as you would. And she's filed for an emergency divorce, and I've never even heard of
it. I didn't know that was a thing,
like,
yeah.
Can I have a half a divorce or an emergency? You know, like, is it small, medium, large when it comes to divorces? But it got me wondering around how, like, have you ever been locked out of your house? Have you, or has somebody ever deliberately locked you out?
Like, change the locks.
Change the locks.
Ooh.
Or put the bolt across so that you can't come in.
That's juicy.
Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, well, I've got a story. It happened to a friend of mine, but not me, personally.
Oh, one of those friends.
Oh, no. Well, with
a friend.
well, we used to work together, and this group, they're a very tight-knit group of tutors. So they went on a trip together to...
Tutors,
yeah. Like, I used to be a maths and English tutor back in the day.
Of course you were.
And I worked for this company, and, yeah, they were started by a group of friends, but there was one friend who wasn't as close as the other, maybe four or five, and they went on a road trip and rented a house together, and they all played board games, and he went out to the shops to get some snacks and things. He came back, and they were all having fun, and he could see them. He was banging on the door, but they were... pumping the jams.
That's horrible.
Laughing and pretending they couldn't hear him when they knew he'd been gone.
That's just mean.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
Did they really... maybe he stunk.
No.
Like, what was wrong with this guy that they locked him out? Come on.
Literally, I think it's because he wasn't part of the friendship group as early as the rest of them. He came a little later to their high school, and that's
How
it.
How old were they?
30s.
Do you notice I haven't even flagged the fact that they were playing board games?
Like, it's a popular pastime now. It's cool again. Oh. Yeah, maybe it was better off that he separated himself from the group then.
Really? I got locked out, but I locked myself out accidentally.
Like, forgot your keys?
Yeah, it was one of those evenings where you go to multiple venues. And we'd been to one club and I needed to go home and change my top. Probably because... I spilled something on it.
Sure.
I can't
remember.
Oh, no, it was... I think I wanted to look a bit fancier. So I was going, like, from a tee to a shirt or something.
I thought you were saying I went from a 10 to a straight 12 or something like that.
I would never say that about myself. Hey, so I've gone and got changed, ran out the door like that. I think... the cab was still waiting with mates in it. Jump in the cab, off we go to the next venue. Hours later, like I'm talking 2-3 o'clock in the morning, I fall into a taxi after lots of special lemonades.
Yeah.
Get home and don't have my key on me. And I'm like, no. And I didn't know that I'd left it inside the place.
What, just the key? Did you lose your wallet or anything?
No, because I'd only ever take a credit card and cash, like no wallet.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want pocket bulge.
Oh, never thought of that.
So key, yeah, mind you, I'd have a mobile phone, but I'd often wear that in my sock.
But women put it in their bras.
In their crutch.
Yeah.
And so I got a cab to my friend's place and slept out the front of their house on the concrete waiting for them to wake up because it was a hot night and they had their air conditioning on in their bedroom with the door shut, and so they didn't hit the doorbell.
They didn't even know you were there.
I rang and rang. And when they finally opened the door like 10 hours later because they like to sleep in, I'm like, I just collapsed on the floor and just sobbed.
Oh.
It's broken. And it cost me so much money to get that key out of the bloody
apartment. Well, that's what we're chatting about. When have you been deliberately locked out? Or in Ando's case, accidentally. But I'm really interested to hear deliberately.
We were just talking about have you ever been locked out. Mary-Kate Olsen, one of the Olsen twins' husband, has cancelled the lease on their New York apartment. And she's getting locked out. And she's kind of losing her mind, which I would too. And Annie Louie, we were talking about... my poor misadventure of one night locking myself out. But you shared a story of people deliberately locking a mate out. Well, and he wasn't as close as the rest of them.
Yeah.
And he could see through the window and he's banging.
And they're playing board games in there. And he thinks it's impossible that they didn't hear him banging on the door. So he went away for a bit. He had to go chill out, like, somewhere else, go back to the shops or something till later on, and you try it again and they let him in, and they deny that they had left him out of it, just said they couldn't hear him. But it reminded me, actually, I do think when I was a kid, that was my mum's favourite form of punishment, was to lock me in the garden, like just outdoors. And when you're a kid, you kind of freak out thinking you'll never get back in ever again because you don't know how it works, you know.
Mrs. Louie locked you outside in the garden.
Yeah, and she'd pretend to go, like, mop the floor or something and, you know, pretended like she'd forgotten I existed. And it was probably for 5 minutes, but for a kid, that's eternity.
I worked with a guy who was made redundant, and he came into work. He didn't know that he was going to be made redundant, and HR had accidentally or had pressed go on the cancel your logins and your swipe cards and everything.
Oh.
And so he's like, my swipe card's not working. And he rings HR and says, my swipe card's not working and I can't get into my emails and, like, what's going on? And they're like, any chance you're available to have a catch-up? And yeah, he was.
So they jumped the gun.
Jumped the gun and can't. Oh. I shouldn't laugh. That'd be horrible. Every time my swipe card doesn't work here at Joy, I think.
Yeah, that's well,
and
so
he's got
funny.
A new partner. She's got someone else.
And you're out there and you can see me laughing and broadcasting with some other person.
Some loser that's willing to work with you.
Is that why you bought me some food today before the show? Are you a bit paranoid?
I'd just like to look after you. Yeah. You're looking a bit skinny.
My mum happens to be listening. She hasn't listened to the show for ages.
She slid into your DMs. Hi, Mrs. Louie.
Yeah, hey, Mrs. Louie. Her and my sister are listening at home. And I told you about how my mum used to lock me out as a kid in the backyard.
You were naughty.
As a punishment.
Such a naughty,
And it felt like eternity, even though it was probably 5 minutes, and I could see her pretending to be doing chores around the house like I didn't exist. And you go, no, I'll never get back in. And my mum's replied, that's what you get for being naughty.
Go, Mrs. Louie. She's on. You would have been a shocker. That's the problem with smart kids, that it's hard to keep them occupied. That was a backhand.
Would you adopt me, Ando?
No, God, I got locked out too. If we were neighbours, we could have chatted over the
That's
fence.
That's true.
Annie and Ando, fully licensed to drive you home.
Here in Melbourne, we can expect a late shower or two with a top of 19. Expecting a low of 11 overnight. I've been Joseph Lindsay. Next Joy News at 7.
Just stay there, Joseph Lindsay. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What was scratching at your back door just before, like, in the 4 o'clock newsroom, my friend?
That was my executive producer.
Oh, really? Trying to come in?
My cat.
Oh, how cute.
Pulls all the strings.
Hey, she's usually pretty quiet and pretty well behaved, but she's being needy this afternoon.
What's your cat's name?
Sadie.
Aww. Shout out to Sadie.
Big shout out to Sadie. And Sadie in Shady.
She's Shady.
Shady in Abbotsford. Hey, I need your help, Joseph. We had a listener write into us asking, what are the numbers on a toaster? What do they do? Does it mean that the higher the number, the more time, or is it the more heat and cook?
It's really just about feelings and emotions, I think, associated with toasting bread.
Intensity,
so it's kind of like
intensity.
Yeah. Intensity of emotion. Great theory.
Yeah, it's not a strict science, really. It's just kind of like just general sort of guidance, really.
How dark do you have your toast?
Not too bad.
Well, it does trigger some emotion.
Depends what sort of mood. Depends how I'm feeling. Depends my relationship with the toaster that morning. So,
I mean, if it burns, it triggers sadness straight away, especially in the morning. Definitely. Ruins your day.
You can't get out of the house, out of your jacket. Thank you so much, Joseph Lindsay.
Annie and Ando, every Monday from 4.
I like a bit of corporate business chat. And I love, I'm always, the corporate world interests me.
You miss out now. You've changed careers.
Yeah. So Facebook has just bought Giphy, a company called Giphy, for a cool $621 million.
Wow. They own everything now.
They do. That annoys me. It does. But Giphy, I actually have Giphy. Giphy is, like, I was looking for cool GIFs and I downloaded some.
You sounded so dang. Can you say that again?
I was looking for some cool gifts.
Cool, Mr. McDonald. Yeah, cool cat.
Yeah, well, the ones on the iPhone text thing are really plain and generic and really filtered.
Honestly,
and
I didn't know there was an app that you could download.
Does it add extra gifts?
It's like an extension pack.
Yes, that's what it is. It's an extension pack. So I got myself a souped-up extension pack of gifts.
Yeah, and pimp my gifts.
Yeah, Facebook's just gone and bought Giphy for $600.
But it's free for us to download. So what's really being exchanged here through your love of gifts?
Personal information.
Yeah. And you sent me a message about this and I was horrified because you don't know how to spell GIF.
G-I-P-H-S. Yes. Yeah. GIFs.
No. No. That's the company, I think, because yeah, you've downloaded it. Yeah, but yeah. GIFs or GIFs are actually spelled G-I-F. And when I saw you messaging me with GIF, it looks like the word hieroglyphics or something. Like you ripped off. And you gave it away. And recently you were messaging our group chat, the Annie and Ando group chat with our producer Judd. And you love inserting plenty of GIFs. And I remember at the start when you first dropped a few in a row, I was like, oh my God, he's discovered GIFs.
Yeah, and you were so mean to it.
I was worried about you. Because I think people misuse GIFs. Sometimes I have to really read into them and go, what? It's so cryptic. Like, you can't just throw Jim Carrey into anything, you know? Like, you kind of have to select the perfect one. And I like to think my GIF game's pretty strong. And selecting the best GIF, it's like a game.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I sometimes just get random. Like, I just, sometimes you can't be bothered chatting. So a GIF is just a easy one.
Do you have a favourite GIF? Most commonly used?
Because iPhone text message doesn't have very many queer or I certainly can't find them. There's one of this Uber camp dude flicking glitter in the air and it's got happy birthday. So that's my go. When it's your birthday, Louie, expect that one.
Well, I'm glad I get a unique experience.
Yeah, sorry.
My favourite would have to be either the guy from The Office, Steve Carell, in character taking a bow, or maybe Kermit the Frog, because I'm always...
green.
No, I'm not always green. He's just so cute and he's got a good range of emotions. In all of this, we do have a message in from Rach from Big Breakfast, Mad Wednesday, and program coordinator. And Rach says, Ando, please send me your very best GIF. Do you accept the challenge, Ando?
Of course, Rach. I don't know. Rach, thanks for listening. And seriously, that picture that you posted of yourself today, stunning.
She's where can we go?
She's
can we watch?
School. Yeah,
go
Instagram, have a look. Instagram. Rachel Morrison makeup.
There you
and
go.
Seriously, I think she's on a train. Mm. She looked hot.
You I'm should not, do I'm not some kind of gift that says "You look fire." That's what you should
you
text.
Look fire,
her.
Like,
yeah.
All right, there. Oh, you look fire.
So
is
much
there
pressure.
Such a thing? You look fire. Like when Mrs. Doubtfire's chest got on fire, and she had oh possums, and she had to put them out.
That was the opposite of cool, Ando. This is why. You should not be allowed to GIF.
Annie and Ando, the only way to end your day.
We're running out of time very quickly and we need to get through a few things, including Ando's Chip Challenge.
Hey, you know how normally that's our intro, Ando's Chip Challenge. I'd like to make a special thanks because thanks to Radiothon, we've been in the production booth, Annie Louie. Cop this.
Oh.
Since the dawn of time, humans have ventured into the unknown and one challenge stands above them all. Many have tried.
What is that?
I got this one.
What do you reckon it is?
There's definitely vinegar.
That is spicy ramen pork.
It tastes prawn. Like the dirty bit of a prawn head.
I haven't even tasted this. It's stinky. And the aroma is awful. Thank
you. Few have succeeded.
Yeah. Oh, this is awful.
Moroccan spiced chicken and lemon.
Who's naming these things?
No other show would do this. Without. No other show has the guts.
No one has the right
to eat goddamn no chips risk. On air.
It's Ando's Chip Challenge. Challenge.
Oh. Wow.
What a great compilation there. We heard Claire Hooper. There was Alex Dyson and Sananda, a comedian from Melbourne there.
Stop buying time. You have three unlabeled bags in front of you today, Annie Louie, and they are some weird-looking things.
You really pack them to the brim, but only... Can you just give me lots when they're good flavours?
Yeah, sure. No, well, I'm just going to... today we're heading out east of Victoria to the Yarra Valley. This is a company called Wholesome Foods, and apparently, according to their packaging that you can't see because it's not in the packets anymore, they're vegan and veggie-friendly, and there is not a single artificial thing in those bags. How good am I for you today?
Just toss them out now.
Don't toss bag one out. I like them.
Okay. Well, this one looks like a French fry in the same length and shape and colour,
yep.
But with lots of specks on it.
Like I dropped it in the gravel.
Kind of, yeah. Like, dragged it through some dirt or something, but it looks nice.
Come on. Good sound. Nice crunch.
mayonnaise. I feel like it really does taste like mayo. Like a...
What flavour mayo do you have at home? Side question.
What do you mean have it on?
At home.
I've got whole egg and I've also got Kewpie.
Yeah, there's only one sort of Kewpie yet.
Yeah.
But Kewpie white or green?
White.
Okay.
It's made with only egg yolks. Did you know that?
Kewpie?
Yeah.
And MSG.
That's why it's so good.
Yeah. All right, you're eating the same bat. Can you move to bat? Can you lock an answer in, actually?
I said mayo, and then you decided to continue questioning me.
All right, mayo. Bag number two. You're so close, not. You know how last week I said...
So encouraging. Not. Are you 13? Not. It's opposite day.
Just eat your chip from bag two. Thanks, Annie Louie. They're like squirrely, twirly red things.
Yeah, they look like pasta spirals, but big, really big. And it's got red stuff and it is spicy.
It's not spicy. Oh, sorry, you think it's spicy.
Yeah, it's some kind of chili flavour thing, but they always taste the same. It can't just be chili.
Can I have a flavour,
chili,
please?
With a twist of lime.
Chili and lime?
Probably.
All right, bag number three. Moving to bag three. I must admit bag two wasn't my favourite.
Well, I don't know where to put this one because I didn't finish it because I don't really like it.
Shout out to our friends.
Making a mess here. Yeah, I'm making enemies in the veggie chip world.
Well, Annie's going to bag three. If you're new to this game, the way it works is Annie gets three unmarked bags of chips every week and has to come up with the correct name for
them. Are we close to 60 now?
52, I think.
Absolute madness. I can't.
52 different chips you've tried? All right. Good crunch on that one, but as you can hear, listeners. Number three, what's your flavour sensation there?
I like that.
You like that one? Oh, I didn't. No, it's all right, but...
Oh, no, now that I've tasted that, that's 100%. It's got lime in it. But lime on what?
You think this bag three's got lime?
But it's vegan, so I can't say chicken. Chicken and lime.
Some are vegetarian, some are vegan. They're not all... Or not all three bags.
Yeah, but chicken is neither vegetarian nor vegan.
Oh, isn't it?
So, this one's hard.
All right.
It's just yellow. Like, what's the flavour of... I've lost my senses now.
The Informer Daily needs to come up next, as does T Butler with the sound of now. That'd like.
Can we wait a few hours?
Yeah,
I'm not...
No. Can you lock in one for bag three?
I'm just... I can't decide. All right, why don't we just go with chili with the other one and I'll go with lime with this one.
Chili and lime? Oh, so you want to change?
Yeah, I'll split those.
I don't think I can allow you to go backwards and change. All right, maybe chili with the other one. Chili and then this one, what do you reckon?
Lime. It's lime on the side, but I don't know what the main flavour is.
Lime on the side.
Yeah.
All right. Ando's chip challenge is currently about to be revealed.
I've changed my mind about the third one.
So you lock in chili for the bag one. Bag two was... Oh, sorry, mayo for bag one, chili for bag two, and the third one, lime on the side.
Can I say tzatziki? I know I've guessed this in the past, but I feel like
for the
one of these days we're going to run into it. And maybe that's why I like it so much.
You've already had tzatziki, but
I nearly swore then.
Far out,
mateys.
So we're locking in tzatziki for bag three.
Yeah, why not? If it's chicken or something that's not vegetarian or vegan, I'm going to be horrified. I will write a complaint.
If you had have got any... Now, remember, Mary in marketing comes up with these names for these chips. And I don't know what was going on this week because the first one, the correct answer... Or sorry, I shouldn't say correct.
What has Mary from marketing lost her marbles again?
You said mayo. I'm sorry. It's quinoa, chia seeds and wasabi.
That's what I said.
Mayo. Quinoa, chia seeds and wasabi.
I can't pronounce half of those things.
I know. Is it chia?
Say it fast.
Quinoa, chia seeds and wasabi.
Next.
That's why I was asking about the mayo, because Kewpie do green mayo. The I thought that's why she's thinking it's mayo, because maybe you only eat the...
I've never had the green one. Can you bring some of that next time?
I'll squirt some in a little container.
Yep, all right.
The second one, you said just chili.
I know it's never chili, but what can I say?
Lentil harissa.
Is
harissa spicy?
My housemate, yes, has a tube of it in the fridge.
Oh, well, that's lentil.
Lentil. Ugh.
You're going to be gassy tonight, mate.
I'm throwing the rest out. I'm sorry. No offence to your sponsorship company.
It's not sponsorship yet, but if they'd like to. No, the quinoa chia seeds and wasabi I really like. I've got a bit, it's stuck in my teeth and it's really yummy.
Well, you can take the rest home.
The third one, you said tzatziki.
Was it lime?
Chickpea hummus original.
Where's the lime? Where's that coming from? It's so sour.
It's the hummus.
Hummus.
Do you say hummus or hummus?
Oh, this! I was having this exact debate with a friend. I say hummus.
I say hummus.
Hummus.
Hummus. Hom.
Hom. Hom. Hom. I googled it. Both are acceptable. We just need to learn to live with each other. Ando, well, there you go. Another week where I get zero. What's new? I'm not bitter.
That was Annie and Ando. Remember, you can catch them live every Monday afternoon, 4 till 6, on Joy 94.9.